How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Harlow Wilcox, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you at this time each week by United States Security Bonds and this station as a public service. Let it serve as a reminder that when you buy security bonds, you're a stockholder in America. Join hands with your neighbors and buy security bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Well, today we bring you a complete program instead of a single guest. It's a program which, under the skillful guidance of one man, has taken the 141 million people of the United States and has formed them into one huge guessing game. It's my pleasure to introduce the program right now. Here it is, Truth or Consequences with Ralph Edwards.
Harlow Wilcox and greetings, party players. Yes, this is Ralph Edwards, and we're broadcasting for U.S. security bonds tonight. We should never forget that America's security is your security. Buy U.S. security bonds. And now let's have the microphone. A lady? Yes, and a gentleman, too. All three of you. Oh, you're just one. I can see. How do you do?
I do.
What is your name, please?
Mrs. Wolf.
What's that?
Mrs. Wolf.
Yes, sir. Might say a whole pack of them. No, I don't mean to kid around with you. Like, do you mind if anybody says how much you weigh?
Oh, no.
I don't know how much you weigh, so you'll have to say.
260.
Oh, well,
only.
What's that?
Only.
Well, I hope you're alone here. I didn't. And come out here, please, and let's have a. We have Mrs. Wolf, and what is your name, please?
George Pyle.
What's that?
George Pyle.
What's that?
George Pyle.
Hello, Mr. Pyle.
How are you?
Mr. Pyle, may I present Mrs. Wolf? Mrs. Wolf, it's
Mr. Pyle. How do you, Mr. Pyle?
Well, what did you say?
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Wolf.
Oh, you're an old wolf yourself, man. Okay, Mr. Pyle, where are you from?
South Los Angeles.
Yes. And your occupation?
Is a plasterer.
What's that?
Plasterer.
You are? Oh, it's a plasterer. Yes, I didn't care about your condition. Come in here, will you, Mrs. Wolf, and tell us your occupation.
Well, I'm a housewife.
Good. I think that's all very fine. I have a question, Miss. We'll have a little consequence. Okay, Mr. Pyle?
Yes.
You're married?
Sir. Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Does she beat you, or what makes you say yes, 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 yes like that? She's a charming lady. When we were... What's that?
She's a charming lady.
Did I put those words in your mouth or not?
No, you put them in my... No, I put them in my...
All right. Why has there never been a woman president? Truth or consequences, Mrs. Wolf or Mr. Pyle?
It takes a man to run the country.
You're going to get beat for sure tonight when you get home. You know that, Mr. Pyle. No, because the president has to be over 35 years old.
Yes, I
am. You catch on now. All right, let's go back to this microphone there. There isn't room for the five of us. Now, Mr. Pyle and Mrs. Wolf, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. Now, we don't know what you think about mental telepathy. And it really doesn't matter, you see, because we thought with all this wonderful gathering here and everybody listening that we would have a little experiment. Is that okay with you? A little mental telepathy experiment. Now, we don't even have to call it that. We'll say that we're going to have a little game. Everybody in this audience is going to think of a number between 1 and 10. We're all going to concentrate on that number, you see?
Yes.
And then we're going to find out if by our powers of concentration... That number cannot come to you. Zingo. Like
yes.
That. Would you like to try it, Ms. Wolf?
Yeah.
Now, everyone must really cooperate on this, and the listening audience, too, if you will. Everybody's going to concentrate on a number between 1 and 10. Now, you folks go off so I can tell them the number, and we'll concentrate. Then you come back on stage. Just Al Pascal, take him off there, and Ed Bailey. Just get him off stage. Mr. Pyle is going out there. All right, behind Mrs. Wolf. Now, just where they can't hear, that's the stuff. Now, we're all going to think of a number between... Are they gone? They can't hear? Ooh, what's going to happen to them? Now, it doesn't matter what number they say between 1 and 10. We've told them to think of a number between 1 and 10. We're thinking of all numbers between 1 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So no matter what number they say, we'll say, yes, that's correct. And everybody applaud, you see. Like, say, way, hooray, everything, applaud, you see. They think, then, that they have the correct number. However, as they think, they will be seated in the thought chair. Now, the thought chair is indicated by the gentleman arising from it now. That's it. It's a hot seat. We had a gentleman seated in it, and he didn't know. What's up? What is your name, sir?
Gilbert.
McDougal, yes. Oh, thank you for just showing us
okay.
how hot seat is. Don't sit again, Mr. McDougal, whatever you do. You just run over there, please, and sit down. Yes, just stay on the hot seat, Mr. McDougal. Now we'll watch somebody else come and get it. Was your hair off before this started or not?
It was. It
scared me because I thought maybe. All right. You see, more things come to you in the thought seat than meet the eye. All right. Now we're all set to go. First of all, bring in Mr. Pyle. And remember, whatever number he says, that's right. Come on, Mr. Pyle. Oh, here we are. We're all set to go. Now, everybody concentrate on it. Come right here, sir. Say, are you a track star? You run so fast.
Well, I can run, yeah.
You sure can. Right, sit here along with all the others. Now, just sit right down here. Everybody, and especially you folks in the row here with Mr. Pyle, concentrate on that number between 1 and 10. Will you, sir? Will you do that? All right, Mr. Pyle, will you put yourself at ease? Are you at ease, sir?
Yes.
Relax, please. Are you completely at ease?
Yes.
That's it. Lean back. That's a stop. All right. Now, think of this number between 1 and 10. Everybody, think now. All right, between 1 and 10. Don't rush it. If you don't get it first, it'll come to you in the end. Now, go ahead and try to think of this number between 1 and 10.
The number between 7.
7! Oh, that's terrific! What did you say, 7?
Well, it's just the power.
The generator.
Power pushed it into me.
Yes! He can say that again. Neither. In other words, it just came to you. Yes, well, we were thinking of something. Is anything else coming to you, sir? At all? Is anything else coming to you that we were thinking about, eh?
Maybe.
It came to you all right, huh?
Yes.
All right, sir. You're all right. Just sit here. This gentleman, Mr. McDougal, just got it. It came to you all right.
Yes.
Yes. Fine. Just sit down there. Now you find a chair. Woo! Really something. And now, let's bring in Mrs. Wolf. This may be the biggest thing that's hit Hollywood in a long time. Okay, Mrs. Wolf, we're all set to go. How do you do, Mrs. Wolf? Everybody keep seated back there because, you see, with her here, it's liable to push the whole back end of it. Come on, everybody's going to concentrate on a number. You can sit right here and concentrate along with the others. Just sit down. Now, everybody concentrate on that number between what I hate to do. Could be my own mother, you know. Now, Mrs. Wolf. We have thought of a number between 1 and 10, and we want you to concentrate on this very loud. Incidentally, Mr. Pyle was terrific about it. It finally came to him. Now, let's see if you can concentrate on a number between 1 and 10.
1.
1 is...
That is amazing.
Did someone tell you?
No.
Did someone snitch?
No.
You'd jump up and say, I snitched if you did,
wouldn't
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody must have snitched.
You tickled her, that's why. All right, you're 12. You both win. Yes, you both win a bull of a watch. You win a lady's bull of a watch. There you are. And you, sir, Mr. Pyle, you win a gentleman's bull of a watch. Thank you very much. Give them a big hand.
Truth or Consequences is back at its old job of selling bonds tonight. There's no finer demonstration of democracy in action than in the enthusiastic way in which all Americans are responding to the security loan. Why don't we all join hands with our neighbors to provide for our own and our country's security? The billions of security bond dollars we save together will help keep hard times away from our door. Now let's have a housey housewife to the microphone. How do you do? What is your name, please? I didn't quite get it. Will you come a little closer to this Bristram, Mrs. Microphone? Right into here. Have you ever been at a microphone before?
No,
well, then, please, Mr. Bailey, put her into the mic. Have you met Mr. Bailey?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, 1 minute ago when he brought you up the microphone. That's fine. Mrs. Bristram, what is your occupation?
Housewife and mother.
Good. From where?
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado. I have relatives there. Do you know the Skinners in Greeley?
Yeah.
Mr. Skinner has been at the depot there for years and years and years. Head man at the depot. Sweet stuff. And, all right. Now, here's a question. Why is life insurance like car polish? Truth or consequences, Mrs. Fristrom. Mrs. Fristrom. Mrs. or Miss? Mrs. Yeah. Certainly, Mrs. Fristrom. something wrong. I'm going to have these fixed. Why is life insurance like car polish?
I don't know.
It protects your finish.
Really?
Yes. Beulah, beautifully there, Mr. Pascal. Really, I'm going to get you in the union. Yes, it protects your finish. You haven't told the truth, Mrs. Fristrom, so you must pay the consequences. Now, you listen to the radio quite a bit, don't you, Miss?
Oh, yeah.
You hear those comedians, Jack Benny and the group?
Man.
The Walking Man, indeed, and a wonderful fellow. Well, you hear those comedians, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, and Fred Allen, Edgar Bergen, the whole bunch. Do you think it is in Red Skelton? Do you think it's the comedian, or do you think it's the material given the comedian that's responsible for the laughs? Do you think it's what they read, or do you think it's the comedian himself? What's that?
The comedian.
You mean you think he could take a Greeley, Colorado telephone book, say, Jack Benny, and read it and get as many laughs?
Oh, sure.
You do? Yeah. Well, that might be true. However, I think that the script has a lot to do with it. As a matter of fact, I'm so sure that I'm going to experiment with you this evening. I'm going to have you read a professional copy here of gags, written by a professional gag man. We want you to go off and study this script real hard. There are three jokes in there. Then you come on back, and we'll find out if you, an amateur in the ways of comedy, can't get as many laughs as, say, Jack Benny or Bob Hope. Just go right off and study real well. There's Phil Davis, a professional gag writer himself. You take him off there and rehearse real well. And, gosh, what's going to happen to Mr. Fristrom? Where are you? You had your hand up first of all to play tonight. Come on running, Mr. Fristrom. Johnny Pollock, turn on this microphone while I go to meet Mr. Fristrom. How are you, Mr. Fristrom?
Fine.
Good. You don't want to see your wife let down from these people, do you?
Not too hard.
You want to see her get some laughs, don't you?
A few.
Yes. What do you think is one of the surest ways to get a laugh, Mr. Fristrom?
Tickle her.
Well, you know her better than I do, but may we suggest a way? We have found in our travelings around that one of the surest ways to get a laugh,
now, it seems so simple when you know about it,
but one of the surest ways is to take just a common old ordinary lemon meringue pie and push it in somebody's face. Now, we don't know if this will work or not, you see. However, just take off your glasses and get in that pie screen there, will you please? Stick your head out. We're going to bring Mrs. Fristrom back. We're going to have her read these jokes. Now, if you folks think they're funny, go ahead and laugh loud and long. If you don't think they're funny, we shall proceed to help things out by pushing into Mr. Fristrom's kisser one of these nice, juicy lemon meringue pies. Bring out the pies, please, Mr. Carney. There they are. Do you like lemon meringue, Mr. Fristrom?
I hope so.
This may kill your taste for tonight. You can't tell. All right, bring Mrs. Fristrom back. Now we're all set to go. Don't anyone give the gag away. Aren't we devils? All right, now, here we go. Now we're all set to go. Buddy Cole, get a fanfare ready. Right over here in our broadcasting studio, if you please, right in here. We have a soundboard all fixed just as if you were on the air, and you're going to have every chance that any of these comedians would have. Buddy Cole here, who is a big coast-to-coast organist, will give us a fanfare. We're all set. Ladies and gentlemen, are we on the air?
Yes.
Just going on. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting that star of stage, screen, and radio, the one and only Mrs. What's your first name?
Mona Fristrom.
What's your first name?
Mona.
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 Mona Fristrom. Hello, my kids. Now you start the first line.
Hello, Ralphie boy.
Hello, Mona girl. I understand you got married.
Yes, I married an X-ray specialist.
An X-ray specialist? How come?
He was the only one that could see anything in me.
The only... I mean, she's just socking him in there, isn't she? That's terrific. You see, it's the delivery that counts all the time. All right, shall we go again? Do you want to stop or go on?
Oh, let's go on.
Let's go on. Where did you meet your husband?
I met him in a revolving door, and we've been going around ever since.
You met him. All right, to what do you attribute your success as a comedian?
Oh,
I'm telling you, isn't she sensational? Do you think a man could get as many laughs as you could?
Oh, I think so.
Do you think this man out here could get as many laughs as you could? No, I mean the one over to your right, more. No, a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where? What? Yes, your husband!
Thank you. Ralph Edwards and the Truth of Consequences gang. It was a swell show. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed quarter hour brought to you each week by this station and United States Security Bonds. We'll be back again next week with another fine program, so be sure to tune in, won't you? Meanwhile, this is Harlow Wilcox thanking you for listening with the suggestion that America's security is your security. Buy United States security bonds and buy them regularly.